Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio this morning. Hope you're having a great week. And I'm happy to have current Upperman High School principal, Billy Stepp in the studio with me. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. He is the current Upperman High School principal. He has accepted a new career. I don't always like to say job because people think of a J-O-B as something they don't enjoy. So I always try to say career. So you've accepted a new career opportunity in Cumberland County as the director of schools there, and we're going to get into that stuff. But first, how was May Day and prom last weekend at Upperman?
Oh, it's a great weekend. It's one of my favorite weekends out of the year. We get to celebrate the seniors, and the juniors and seniors get to do prom. Kind of a celebration of your whole career as a student in education. May Day was wonderful. Miss Eckert was organizing it, and everyone in the school participated in getting it ready and having everything looking great for Friday night. The construction helped out. We just had help from everyone. We had a bunch of teachers that helped out during the week, and it was planned out and executed very well. I think the seniors had a great time. This year we had the juniors and the seniors on the floor and got to do all the waltz, the dances, and honoring the May Queen, which was awesome. Of course, the Bachelor of Ugliness always cracks me up, but it was a great weekend. I think the tradition there at Upperman continues and will only grow stronger.
So you're a tradition guy, history guy. You and I have known each other a long time. I am thankful for our friendship, by the way. I'd be mad at you, but I know I'm going to continue to be your friend. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. People that I know that doesn't live in Putnam County or maybe not live in Baxter, they always say, what is up with May Day? What is May Day? And I basically tell them it's a night to celebrate the seniors. What could you add to that? Because you're a history tradition guy. There's more that you can add. But well, I say it's a night to celebrate our seniors and our superlatives. But
it started. It's over 80 years now. So it started there at Baxter Seminary, and they started, as like you said, a celebration. They go through all of the traditional parts of a May Day celebration. And the waltz to honor the queen on both junior and senior classes. So that tradition is only carried on in about 8 or 9 schools in the United States. I could only find 8, but somebody told me there was 9 or 10.
Okay.
So it's a neat celebration. It's a special celebration centered around an old celebration from a long time ago, and we've kind of morphed it into our celebration of the youth. It's a time to highlight them in front of their parents and the community. The community all comes out, and they get to see who the seniors are, where they're going, and they get to see the May Queen and her court, all the superlatives. So this is a time for us to let Baxter know we're still doing what has made Baxter great.
Yeah.
Now, are we growing? Yes. Is the identity of Upperman High School changing a little bit? Yes. We've all seen that growth spurt. But Baxter is still a part of Upperman and always will be. And we celebrate that through continuing traditions like May Day. So it's a very unique celebration. It takes a lot of work and a lot of money decorating and creating that special night. Unfortunately, it costs. We try to be better every year when we do it. So that's for the community. We want the community to see what's going on in Upperman and the great youth that were turning out to be great citizens.
24 years ago, Billy, I was in May Day. And that's a long time ago.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I will say that it has changed. But I felt even then it was great. I felt like teachers and all the faculty and the students and we all just participated to make it great. But I will say that this is funny because I am on social media some, and usually after, you know, Saturday mornings or Saturday nights, I'll get on Facebook and see I want to see what happened to May Day and the pictures because I didn't get to go this year. And so I remember when I was there, I had the opportunity to participate in 3 May Days, sophomore, junior, and senior year. But my junior and senior years, I also went to prom. I could only get one tux for the weekend.
Correct.
I the same tux I wore for May Day was the same tux I wore for prom.
And that continues.
So, and whatever I wore for May Day was whatever I was going to match my prom date. So whatever dress she was wearing is whatever color I wore at May Day. So
absolutely.
We don't have – I don't know if that – and you said it continues, but I don't know if there's – guys are getting 2 different tuxes or whatever, but I know whoever – I wanted to make my date happier than I wanted to look good at May Day. So I went and got a tux that matched the dress of my date. So –
And they still do that. A lot of times they'll wear the same thing. And that's why it's the same weekend, is to help students out that need that help. Fortunately, I have a daughter, so we had to have 2 different dresses, but she's so creative. She was able to part of the prom dress, was part of the May Day dress, and it was really neat how she made all that work. But having experienced that, my child went through Upperman Middle School, Cornerstone Middle School, Upperman Middle School, and Upperman High School, and I got to say, she had a wonderful time, and those traditions are what makes that a great thing for all kids. So I wasn't just the principal, but I was also a parent, and I was really proud of the education and the traditions and all the wonderful things, the truth, honor, loyalty, service, mm-hmm. all that came through with my child. So I know it's a great thing. So I'm really proud as a parent and as a principal.
So who crowns the May Queen now?
That would be me. So that was a tradition I started when I first came in with homecoming. I think homecoming queen, the homecoming courts, May Queen, that is all like the most prestigious thing that you could get at Upperman, whether it's basketball homecoming, football homecoming, May Queen. And I think the top person in the school should give that queen the honors and they crown them to show them how important that is.
Okay.
So that is a tradition I started 6 years ago. I know at a lot of schools they do that just because of the prestige of that position.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Well, good stuff on May Day. And prom was held in Baxter, I believe, at the Monarch.
Absolutely, at the Monarch. That is a wonderful venue. They do an awesome job for us. So hats off to the Monarch. What a great venue. Downtown Baxter, which is awesome to be able to celebrate Upperman at the Monarch in Baxter. It's just really been a great event center. And we love going there, and hopefully that'll be a long-time partnership.
Yeah, I'm glad we get to keep prom in Baxter. Kelly and her family have done a great job with Monarch and welcoming everybody there. And so let's talk about you're in your, I believe, 6 years as principal at Upperman High School. But you've been in Putnam. How long have you been in Putnam County school system?
Moved to Putnam County in 2003, and I was a band director. Went to four different schools each day, and then eventually Dr. Nash, one of my mentors, kind of encouraged me to go the administrator route. So I got that administration degree and then started my very first job was assistant principal at Cookeville High School.
And so, and of course, I didn't meet you until you became Upperman. You were at Upperman Middle School, Cornerstone.
Yes,
at Cornerstone, the time.
Correct.
And you started there, and you were at Cornerstone how long?
6 years also. So, and then there was a bridge year where I was over both the schools.
But yes, yeah, that's right. You were current Upper Middle School principal, and then there was a change at Upperman High School, and you were hired to do both. So, well, I'll just say, I'm going to miss you. We appreciate everything you did, and I was going to say this for last, but appreciate everything you've done at Upperman, both campuses. I'm highlighting your background because you're prepared for the journey you're about to take on. And we'll talk more about that later on the show. But you were at Upperman Middle for 6 years. You've been at Upperman High School for 6 years. It's prepared you to go to the next level. What accomplishments or achievements have you seen at both of those positions that when you started, I would like to see me and my team get to this point or accomplish this? What are some of those achievements?
Well, I'm always seeking. When I got to Cornerstone, I love challenges, so I'm always looking at being the best. So that's the goal. Teachers or students, whoever, ask me, what does that mean? Well, that's for all of us to figure out. But I believe you always have to strive to be the best because the students deserve it. And at the middle school, our goal was to be the best middle school academically, athletically, fine arts. I mean, that's always a goal throughout the whole building because that's what the students deserve. That's what the kids deserve. Eventually, we got to be a reward school at the middle school. And then, obviously, that's a huge goal at the high school when I got there was academic press. So we did a lot of things to push to become a reward school there too. And those included, you know, we wanted to expand the athletic department. We wanted to expand the fine arts department and get full-time people in all the fine arts area, which we do have now, fortunately. And we also wanted to expand our course offerings for those top academic students that really wanted to be challenged academically. So we created advanced placement department. I believe my first year we had one class of advanced placement literature. So we ordered 25 tests, I think that. At our peak, we've ordered up to 255 tests now.
Golly.
So what our goal is, we want to feed the interest of all students. So that's why we expand every department. I walk into school thinking, wow, what a great place to work and try to continue to excel. That's continuous improvement always is at the front of my mind.
Yeah, well, I often, of course, I'm a Baxter guy. I often brag on Upperman administrators and faculty. But when you started at Cornerstone so many years ago, did you ever dream of an Upperman campus?
No, I knew that they were the Upperman Middle School was in the plans, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen. And I was a part of those plans from the beginning as an assistant principal. The director at the time had me join in just to check out the fine arts and all that. I helped with Prescott's design too, along with several other expert teachers. So that is an area that I'm starting to excel in, knowing what a school needs as far as functionally, all those parts of it. So it was neat to start, you know, seeing that that could happen. And then when it actually went into works, was great. From the day we did the groundbreaking to watching the footers pour to the whole building process, it's pretty amazing for a middle school, especially of that size. It's just a beautiful, beautiful middle school. Luckily, the county's intent was to make sure it looked like Upperman, four pillars in the front. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of tradition that we don't want to avoid when we build a building.
Right.
Stay within our school colors. You know, black and gold bleeds in Baxter.
Right.
Don't mess with that.
Yeah.
You know, and we've learned that through a lot of different experiences. So those types of things you really have to pay attention to so that the community is proud. And that campus is just a beautiful campus. The campus community council that we developed, you're on, have done a great job with the Veterans Monument and future goal of the U out front. So we're trying to create projects on the campus that'll last the time, you know, the test of time, and that all of Baxter will drive by just to get their picture at that monument or get their picture at that U,
yeah,
or whatever that is. So we want to make sure it's something that Baxter is proud of and that they support. And you know, it stands to the mantra. I started out my first year at Upperman with the "We Are Upperman."
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that all the time. My daughter was a freshman at the time. She said, "Dad, nobody knows what you're talking about." And I just laughed. I said, "Well, they'll understand once we start meeting the expectation."
Yeah.
You know, and the fun part about school and the fun part about anything is being successful. That's where the fun comes in.
Yeah.
Now, throwing the U up with your hands and saying "We are Upperman" is up and down those halls, athletics, before football games, during, after. I photobomb kids all the time at prom and May Day with the U behind them, or just, you know, a big smile. So everybody understands what "We are Upperman" means now. It's a special, special place to be as a student.
You're right. And I want to talk about some traditions maybe going forward that you'd like to take with you or start in your hometown where you're going. And we'll get back to that after this break in just a moment here on Local Matters with Upperman High School Principal Billy Stepp and soon to be Cumming County Director of Schools.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio with Mr. Billy Stepp, Upperman High School principal and about to be new, Cumming County Director of Schools. No, he can't do both jobs, so he is leaving Upperman High School, leaving Putnam County. But you're not going somewhere that's strange to you. You're not going to a new place that you've never been. You're actually a native of Cumming County. You grew up in Cumming County, spent most of your youth in Cumming County. There's a few years there that you were in Texas, but you are from Cumming County.
Absolutely. Yeah, my parents moved there in the mid-late 60s. They were actually driving on their honeymoon to Florida and drove right through Crossville. Back then, you know, the highway went right through there. And Dad stopped by and saw there was a band director position open, applied for it, and on their way back through from Florida, he got hired. So they ended up in Crossville. We lived in Lake Tansy when I was growing up. But he was a band director there. Everyone knew him. He took his bands to Rome, took them to Spain and Madrid, and so he was very unique in his approach in teaching music which was, you know, creating independence. They would independence in music, so they could use it the rest of their life. There was a he also did what was called Musical Moods every year, which highlighted all the talents he did, and he did all the music in Cumberland County. He did the band, the chorus, just anything that was going on music. He worked at Cumberland County Playhouse for a while too, leading their pit orchestras in some of the, I think it was, can't remember what it was he did, but he did that there. And of course, him and Mom, they're inseparable. So everybody knows Bob and Ruth Ann Stepp in Cumberland County. They actually lived there almost 50 years, maybe over 50 years, until they built a house down next to my house.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. But I went to school there. It was interesting going in for the interview for the director of schools job, because that's where I went to elementary school. So right. The central office now is the old City Elementary. And it was kind of fun walking with the current director, Dr. Maxwell, down the hall to see, you know, where my second grade classroom was. Mm-hmm. In the office where I got paddled all the time for whatever reason. I was a step kid, so we just, you know, we were always mischievous or doing something. So, but it was a neat experience. We did move to Texas, and my dad changed professions, and then we ended up right back in the house I grew up in when I was in high school. So it was real interesting, the full circle it came around to come to Cumberland County. I had a wonderful time in high school at Cumberland County, and I know I did in elementary too. It just has a lot of great teachers. They have a lot of traditions that are at Cumberland County. And they have, you know, Stone Memorial now was built in 2006, I believe. So now they have a couple of high schools creating traditions within the community. So it's really kind of a neat county, and the education system is doing really well.
How important is it to, and I've seen it in Putnam County, I've seen it up from, but how important is it to stress to those schools and the faculty and the students tradition? I mean, how vital does that play in a school being successful or going forward and achieving goals that you want to see?
Well, schools are a mirror of the community. So you want to make sure the schools maintain a connection with the community, and that it's important for the community members, whether they're parents or not, to have that connection to the school. All of our citizens go through there, mm-hmm. and it's important to maintain those traditions, have great relationships with that community, because there's in every county, and Cumberland County is not different, there's communities around every school, and there's a reason those traditions are there, whether it's Homestead, Pineview, North, South, whichever school it is, there's a lot of reasons why that school is set up the way it is. So you don't want to go in changing stuff. You want to accentuate their strengths. You want to look at what's awesome about those schools, and there's a lot of great things. That's why I'm so excited about becoming the director. There's a lot of great people, a lot of great traditions in each one of those communities that I'm excited just to be a part of.
Yeah, and of course, you're going back home. I mean, that's where you're yes. going to work, and of course, your mom and dad lived there for so long, but they were in education as well. Did their role or their careers in education interest you when you were younger to kind of take the same path? Were they an example for you to follow?
Absolutely. I grew up with music. Both my parents were in bands when they were in schools. My parents met at Indiana State. My dad was a music major. And then teaching band was a team effort with my mom and dad, even at the point to where, you know, he was called up to for duty during the Vietnam era, but it was during band camp. So my mom and some of their parents actually ran the band camp for dad while he was sitting on a tarmac. It didn't end up getting picked up so that he was able to go back home. But that was the way it was through the whole career. It was Bob and Ruth Ann. It were Mr. and Mrs. Stepp is what everyone still says.
Right.
You know, people were 55, 60 years old up there that were students of my dad, and they still call him Mr. Stepp. I think they're scared of him probably. But everyone knows that's the team, and that was great to see as a student. I used to walk over to Cumberland County High School from City Elementary. They would be having band practice out in the back, and there was different people I'd ride on their shoulders or just hang out with the band, you know, get in trouble, obviously. But it was a lot of fun growing up there, and that kind of influenced me into majoring in music and going that route and teaching music for 12, 13 years before I got into administration. And that's also what I do with my other job with the National Guard. You know, I'm a commander of the band out of Nashville, so we get to go around the state of Tennessee and even other countries and states to tell the story of the Tennessee soldiers and airmen. And that's a thing I'm very proud of, And I'm honored to be able to go out so that we don't forget all those people deployed right now. We have units deployed all over the place, whether it's Africa, Poland, Central America. Tennessee is being represented around the world. And it's a humbling experience to get to tell their story, but we get to go community to community to tell their story. So, it you know, music has a super powerful, they call it a soft power in the military, able to send messages and create relationships. And all those wonderful things about being alive can come through music and the fine arts in general. So, yeah, so that drove me into that area. And then eventually I ended up in administration. So,
well, quick tidbit before we get into Cumberland County and in your new position. You grew up with music, obviously, because your dad was a band director.
Yes, sir.
What, how many instruments do you play?
None good now. once I became the commander of the band, I got kicked out of all the ensembles because I'm supposed to be in charge. So all those wonderful soldiers that are incredible musicians, they pull the load on that. When I was teaching band at a high school level, I could play most instruments because you have to model. You can't always have professionals come in. So I'd have to be able to model clarinet and three octaves or flute. And trombone is my major instrument, but all the brass instruments. And you'd have to be able to sit down and play with them just to it's part of the learning process.
Sure.
So I was a jack of all trades and probably good at none of them. It was real hard for me. I'm not a naturally talented musician like my father, but I worked really hard at it.
So. What instrument does he play?
He was a trumpet player, but he can also sing like nobody's business. It's just one of those God-given talents that he got. So it was always great to hear him sing at church services, and of course his choirs were amazing. His bands were amazing when he was in Crossville. They'd rival the best of the best in Nashville and Knoxville. And Opryland at the time was running, and they sometimes would come steal some of the songs his kids wrote, so they had to go through that copyright process. And he had a lot of students that went and performed there at Opryland,
right.
So that was a big deal back then. But that's his program. It was holistic, so it was not just concert band competition.
Right.
It was create independence, the love of music for the rest of their life.
I've had the opportunity to meet your parents at least two or three times, and just
they're a hoot.
Salt of the earth, wonderful people. So lucky to have good parents. We got more to come
lucky.
Next segment with Mr. Billy Stepp. We're going to talk about his new position in Cumberland County. We'll get back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio with Mr. Billy Stepp, the current Upperman High School principal, but soon to be Cumberland County Director of Schools. He's going back home to Crossville, where he grew up and spent most of his youth. Good talking, learning some stuff, Billy. And, of course, I've known you for a while, but I've learned some things today, of course, about family and stuff. Didn't know you spent some time in Texas when you were a kid. But you get an opportunity to go back home and extend your career in education. You're young. I mean, we ain't gonna say how old you are, but you're young. You've got a career ahead. As long as you want, I'll say this: you can be in education as long as you want to be. But you're taking a step forward. You're doing something different. What was intriguing about this opening at Cumberland County to be the director of schools?
Well, I'm always looking for new challenges. That's kind of how I grew up, and then just the way my brain works. I'm always looking for something new to do, some more fun stuff. Obviously, progression in career is a big deal. I've learned a lot by being a school leader. I've learned a lot from Mr. King and Mr. Boyd and Dr. Earhart, all those, and Dr. Nash and Mr. Shanks. I've had a lot of great mentors that have helped me find the right path. Well, I shouldn't say the right path, but found my path. Mm-hmm. It might not necessarily be the right path for everyone. And when this position came open, there's a bunch of positions around the Upper Cumberland that came open. I'm not interested. And then Cumberland County, like you said, is like going back home. So that interested me a lot. It's a really good school system. Scores across the board for almost every grade band are doing very well. And I feel that I can contribute, you know, some more to that evolution in that system just from where I'm at in my career at this point, having 15 years in administration, I feel I'm ready to go to the next level.
So how many schools are in Cumberland County that you'll be over?
There's 12, I believe, so 12 principals.
And two high schools.
Yes, so in a lot of K-8 schools, an alternative school. So,
And so of course, you got experience at the administrative level, and this is the first time you're going to be the director of schools, but you're not going to be in there by yourself. You've got a school board.
School board, yes.
How many school board members are there?
There's 9 school board members, and they've all been incredibly welcoming to me, very kind, and I look forward to working with them as a team. They all seem to be ready to go to the next level, and they've been, like I said, super kind to me, so I'm really excited.
So a little background on why there's 9 school board members. One, it was school boards are the structure component of school board is based on a private act done by the county years ago, and that's usually based on county commission districts.
Correct.
And so there's 9 districts, county commission districts in Cumberland County, 2 county commissioners per district, but 1 school board member per district. So that's kind of how that structure is here in Putnam County. We got 12 county commission districts, but we have 6 school board districts. So private acts make up that structure, and I know you know that, but just informing our listeners how that works. So you got 9 school board members, 12 schools. You're going in, I'm sure, and you've got people on staff. What's the most exciting thing that you see about taking this position?
Well, I think it's the challenging part of bringing everyone together as a team to meet the needs of the child right now. Right now, we're seeing a lot of challenges coming out of the pandemic with social emotional needs, just the overall making life work with the youth. So I'm excited to create a team to meet those challenges as well as meeting the academic needs of the child. But, you know, the goal is always to create productive citizens. And I think coming in, creating a great team that's going to love on the kids, and we're really going to put them underneath our, you know, give them whatever it is they need and really bring them in so that the academics is a byproduct of that. So they know they're loved. They know we're going to take care of them. There's a lot of great programs in Cumberland County, including the summer food program that they do is amazing. So they already are doing that, and that's exciting. So I look forward to just bringing some of my experience in and us creating even more opportunities to serve the child.
I know from just talking to you and hanging out with you, either on the golf course or whatever we're doing outside of school and commission stuff, that you're a big leadership guy. I think probably that comes from your dad and your mom, and then probably in the Army and leadership skills. What leadership skills do you see works best for you? And what do you plan on taking into Cumberland County?
Well, I think the best way to learn that is to speak to the people I work with. And I say I work with because I really feel that we all work together to create that success. There's not one person that can create that success. And I think I'm always transparent with everything. So I think being out front, being transparent, being direct, is a huge part of them trusting. And when you create that trusting environment, then it's time to inspire and motivate the adults to do all the great things that they can do, because collectively they're smarter than me. That's just the way it works, and that's everywhere. So so collectively, once you get them together and they trust and they want to be a part of the purposeful community, that creates so many amazing opportunities for children and students. So that's the exciting part to me, is continuing what they're doing up there and providing even more supports.
Yeah, so I want to brag on you, of course. You told Lynn McHenry and I the same night. We were actually at a function at Upperman High School, and you come and sit down at our table, and your parents were just right behind us, and, of course, you'd been sitting with them, and you just got the news that you had been voted in.
Oh, yes.
And my instant reaction was, I'm really happy for you, because I know that when you meet people – as yourself, and you spend time with people, you know that there's more in life they can do. I've known that since probably the second year I knew you. And I was immediately happy for you. But then I was like, golly, we're going to lose one of the best principals in the county. And of course, maybe I shouldn't say that, but it is true. You are one of the best principals in the county. But I know this, and for anybody in Cumberland County that's listening and they don't know you, they're going to get a lot of work from you. You're going to work your butt off, okay? You're going to be transparent, and you're not going to be one of those people that are sitting in the back corner of the office every day, not getting out in front of people and not promoting your county. Because now you've been promoting your school or schools for the last 12, 13 years. Now you're going to get a chance to promote a county, and you're going to be in front of the people, and you're going to be in front of the citizens. Of course, there's a different dynamic in Cumberland County. You've got a huge retirement community. And I know they follow education there. How do you work with a different demographic like that? Have you thought about that? Is that something that you discussed in your interview? How do you work with that? I mean, how do you promote and make people aware of everything good going on in Cumberland County school system?
Well, that's a part of each community, and the schools that are in that community is promoting what that community wants. That's why there's 9 board members. They have clientele that have voted them in, and they have very specific interests. And that diversity is how you find the great things in a larger scope of a county. So what I want to focus on is utilizing the strengths of each of those communities and the diversity of whichever people it is, whether it's the young, retired, whoever, and creating more great opportunities for the kids. I think everyone has something to bring to the table, and it's always that way. And I think any person that is running a school system or a business or anything else, you're going to want to use those resources. You have to utilize all resources that are available for outcomes that matter to everyone. So that's where I think being in the global view of things, seeing how Cumberland County is, I think that's how you create the successes that Cumberland County is going to go, hey, this is Cumberland County Schools. You don't want to go somewhere else. You want to be at Cumberland County Schools. No. But you have to create that atmosphere and that trust and that motivation within the school system so it shines and shows the strengths that they have, because there's a lot of good stuff going on in Cumberland County.
Have you set some goals already, or are you kind of waiting to see once you start? You start July 1, is that correct?
July 1 is the start date. And anytime you go into a new leadership career, as you said before, I always have to do a needs assessment, meaning I need to see what's there. What are the principals saying? What are the students saying? You know, what is the community saying about their schools? And what are the great things, but what's the elephant in the room?
Right.
So we have to know all that stuff so that we can create opportunities to have very successful outcomes that matter to everyone. I mean, you have to look at it that way. You can't just be zero focused on one thing. There's a lot of plates spinning. So my goal is to have all that information, hopefully by July 1. Dr. Maxwell has been great to work with. Like I said, the school board has been very open with me on several things. So I'm excited moving forward. I'm even probably going to go to the budget meeting tonight. They're doing some budget meetings starting now, leading up to their board meeting on May 24th. So I'm just learning right now. You know, you have to learn before you can create very specific goals.
Yeah.
So I'm in that process right now.
Well, I know you'll do great. We're going to miss you in Putnam County. We're going to miss you at Upperman. I will say this. You do have a fine county mayor to work with up there. He has been on the school board before. It's been years, but he's been on the school board. He understands it. Very great guy, good communicator, very transparent. So, and you'll have a good commission to work with. So, and of course, you'll have me to call on as your consultant, and I hope you do. But thank you for being here.
Appreciate
your service to Putnam County.
Well, I had a wonderful time in Baxter. Let me tell you what an amazing experience that is. I've learned how I've become who I am is because of Baxter and those schools. So I want to thank all of y'all. Y'all have been amazing people, amazing kids, and I look forward to seeing a lot more success happening there at Upperman.
I really appreciate that, and it's going to happen because of your leadership and what you've set before. So, Billy, again, thank you for being here. And, I'll talk to you quite a bit going forward, but going to miss you in Putnam County and just appreciate everything you've done. Folks, hope you have a great weekend. Just remember to smile at one another. It's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Be good to one another, and want to thank again Mr. Stepp for being here and all the work he's done for our community, and just going to miss you. So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week on Local Matters.
Go Bees.
Go Bees. We're done, Will. Went a little long with the first one, but I cut the second one probably by 20 seconds and that one by 45. So you should be good. Should be right in there.